Thank you, Carolyn. Andrew, we've had a question from Russell, who has spotted what seems to be an insurmountable problem with travelling at close to the speed of light. And it's one that was actually mentioned in the classic film Star Wars, where Han Solo says, without precise calculations, we could fly right through a star or bounce too close to a supernova. So, Andrew, help Han Solo out. Is it possible to plot a safe course if you're travelling close to the speed of light?
Well, it becomes extremely, extremely hard. Of course, as you said, we can't actually travel at the speed of light. So what we're talking about is what happens as you get closer and closer and closer to the speed of light relative to the other objects around you that you're going to be trying to avoid. Now, there are two basic difficulties in plotting this clear course. The first is that the effects of relativity mean that an awful lot of odd things are going to happen. And let's just analyze the most important of those weird effects from the perspective of somebody who's sitting inside a rocket that's getting closer and closer to the speed of light. The most noticeable thing for that person is that space seems to fold up in front of you. So something that was a million miles away when you were sitting at rest is suddenly only 1 mile away when you're going at 99.999999999995% of the speed of light. So that means that as you get closer and closer to the speed of light, quite apart from the effects of whizzing through space so quickly, all of the objects in space are sort of scrunched up in front of you, and it essentially becomes impossible to avoid them because there's just so many of them, because you're scrunching up everything in space into a tiny distance right in front of your rocket. But perhaps an even more fundamental problem is that even if just one of these objects that, say, weighed just 1 gram, so relatively tiny, hits you, then you're in deep, deep trouble because, as far as you're concerned, it's travelling towards you at almost the speed of light. So in the example that I was just discussing, if we had this 1 gram object and it hit you, it would be carrying about 10 to the 20 joules of kinetic energy. So that's equivalent to the energy of 25,000 megaton atomic bombs. And that energy has got to go somewhere, and most likely it would go into vaporizing your ship. So the long and short of this is it's going to be very, very hard.
Thank you very much. Well, hopefully Russell won't be planning a trip at close to light speed anytime soon. But if he does, it's going to take him a long time to work out the right route to go. We'll be answering more of your questions later on in the show.